That was
That's a good one, right? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Up on Foil. My name is Gael, and with my co-host Matt today, we brought Kato's Foil, which is a manufacturer of foils in France. They produce handcrafted foils in the French Alps, and I'm very excited because I've been riding their foils for almost a year now, and I know something about production and everything, but I'm really curious to know more about their story, and I want to bring their story and their philosophy on the podcast. So we have Cyril, the CEO, and Jeremy, an engineer. Would you like to introduce yourself, guys?
Okay. So, hello, I'm Cyril. I just took over Kato's Foil. It will be 1 year ago in May. So, it was a really nice company with an incredible know. We will talk about it. And I just relaunched this brand, which is amazing. And we have really a good team in this company. I'm so proud to bring it back to a scene with a new many new things. You will see. We'll talk about it.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm 25 and I am a material engineer. I joined Kato's Foil about 6 months ago as a workshop leader and managing like the transformation process of Kato's Foil from the let's say old ways of manufacturing our foils to the new one. We'll surely talk about it, so I'll explain more in details. I'm responsible for this transformation here.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, we might as well just get into the story first before we move on to that, right? So it started a long, long time ago. But how did you start, and what were you doing when you started?
Hello. So Kato's Foil at the beginning was a subcontractor for the sport industry, all the glide industry like Salomon, the snowboard, the skis. And so we were doing, for example, spoilers for snowboard gears. We are doing for also for submarine, for the barns, every for Mavic also some for Mavic some parts in carbon. Mavic is the cycling industry. All kind of equipments for the sport, also for sailing boats. We were doing the sticks in carbon. So many parts for the sports industry. And 15 years ago, the foil came with Carafino in Europe. It was in the US, but Carafino came with a foil. And we discover it, and some people bring it back. We bring it to the factory, and they say, "Oh, you should do this. You have a know." And this is really how it starts the foil industry with Kato's. It's just someone bringing a foil from US. It was like a prototype, and they broke it, and they wanted, "You can do it much better." So we started to do a kite foil in carbon. So it was in 2007 we started the prototypes, but in 2009 we launched the first carbon foil in Europe. I think we were the first to manufacture foil in Europe. And since then, we just go on producing foil in France and in the same location, Aix-les-Bains, because at the beginning the foil just starts on the lakes because there was no the We have really bad condition for the wind. It's shitty wind. It's not so if you practice no, we practice wing foil, but before it was kite foil. And if you go on a lake with a twin tip, maybe you can go 10 times a year on our lake. But with a foil, maybe you can go 100 or 150. So that's why the foil development started on the lakes, because on the lake you need a foil to go on the water, otherwise you just stay on the shore. So that's why it comes to the foil started right here in the Alps, because the people they wanted to go on the lake. So, and
That's
no.
cool. See, can I just ask you a question? Because, You said you took over Aketos 1 year ago, but you've been working with them since the beginning, since this 30 years ago when you did these other carbon works.
No. I was in another industry.
Okay.
And I was just a passionate customer of Ketos, you know. I
Ah,
was
all right.
using their gears for years, and it was it's 5 kilometers from my home, so
Ah, okay. Well.
well, it was just I sold my previous company, and I was riding every day, you know, just their gears, and I thought, yeah, they are so good. And then I talked with Hans, the previous owner, and I say, if one day you want to quit or to have a partner, I can be the one. And we discuss, and she called me maybe 1 or 2 years after our discussion. Say,
All
if you want
right.
to have Ketos, we can discuss it.
What did you work
It'd be
before?
nice that it was you because you like the brand, etc. So I say, okay, go.
What did you work before?
It was in the IT industry, UPS
Okay.
business, no, nothing.
But always a happy customer then.
Yeah. I was just
All
an
right.
happy customer
Oh, that's so
using
cool.
the brand.
So cool.
Yeah. So this is a
Awesome.
story. Yeah.
And then I guess that you transitioned into wing foiling when wing foiling came into the market, right?
Yeah, so Ketos was really strong in kite foil. Today we still are one of the leader in kite foil, mostly in strapless kite foil. We are not in the race, but in strapless kite foil. We have a really light gear, so the rider will like it. So very performing light on the so it's on full carbon, so the people will like it. But it lasts very long, so you can have a. We still refurbish Ketos foil that are 10 years or 12 years old, so the people will like it.
We're
But.
going to come to that because, like, the business side of things is super interesting. The better your products are, yeah, maybe you're going to sell a little more because people like it and know it's good, but you're not going to sell as much because they keep using it because it's that good.
Yeah.
Isn't that a problem for you as well?
For me, it's a real problem. The kite foil market, the people, they have 10 years old gears and they just want to refurbish because they are happy with it, they have fun, they enjoy the day on the water, so they don't want to spend more. They just like it, they cruise it every day, they freestyle, they jump, everything, and we change the insert, we polish it, we do varnish again. So yeah, we have like one employee only to do after sales, you know, for all those people. And so, but it's cool because we have this community that are on the spots everywhere in France, or even in Europe. You have some spots, you have Ketos everywhere on the kite foil. And when people are coming to the spot, they say, well, yeah, you can go to Ketos, and they call us. So we have the new newcomers, but the old guys, yeah, they keep their stuff because they are okay with it. So, but it's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
They don't upgrade.
It's super nice. It's super cool that you have good products, but I see the problem behind it. But as Gal said, then you they changed into wing foiling as well, so other kinds of wings, and you as well started to wing foil.
Yeah, we have a complete wing foil range, but I think it's the issue with Ketos. They came a bit late to the wing foil, and the range was not complete. So now we change everything. We have a complete range of wing foil, and after we start also to develop pumping foil. Yeah, a lot. So because all our riders, they were very good in kite foil. They were some of the best, like César or Stéphane Goffinet, were some of the best rider in kite foil, and they like, you know, the type of glide, so they are good in every type. Yeah, and most of them, the wing foil, they just get fed up and they prefer downwind on pump foil, and so that's why we came in those spot. Like pumping, we started like 3 or 4 years ago, you know, when nobody was pumping, so that's why we are too late.
Awesome. And how about you, Jeremy? Exactly what you're doing in the company?
I'm from the area here, so I lived all my youth like a couple kilometers away from the Ketos factory, and I was for a long time I was in contact with Anne, which was the previous owner, always wanting to test some new gear and try some new stuff, at the time where Ketos was one of the leaders in the kiteful industry, I was maybe like 14 years old, and I was with my friend Marius, and we were both really turning like around Ketos, wanting to know more about the gear, and we were the only two young people because it was an old man's sport. So, yeah. Like the average age of people around us was like maybe 45 or 50 years old, we always had a good relationship, and so I graduated 3 years ago. I spent a few years abroad for my first job, and then I came back here to France, and I think it was the opportunity. I was looking for a new job. I had experience in composite materials, and I was pretty passionate about foiling. I was like a nerd, a geek for kite foiling, and getting into pumping and wing foiling as well. So it was the best opportunity I had. I applied for a job here. It was supposed to be a short-term job, but in the end, it's been 6 months and I'm still here. So it's really interesting. We can like everything's moving so fast, especially with the pumping, because we're we have one of the best foils for pumping on the market, I really believe now. So we have to improve and bring new designs and new ideas to the market all like super fast, and we're bringing like I don't know, we had maybe 20 new pieces of gear this year, and it's a constant improvement, and it's super super interesting, like from a technical point of view and as well from a rider's point of view.
100%. Wow. Yeah, I guess that you look very passionate, so I guess you're gonna stick to the company for more than 6 months. So you take care of the I guess you design the foils, right?
Well, actually, to be precise, I'm not designing the foils. Like, I'm not into the shaping and the choice of the different profiles for the wings and the mass and everything. That is done by one of my colleagues, but I'm into the like what we put inside. So the choice of the carbon fiber, how we arrange them so we get the best of the resistance and the stiffness and the durability of the material. And this is very linked to the processing of the foil. So how do we manufacture them? As I was saying earlier, since its beginning and up to maybe a year ago, Ketos Foil was working 100% with the wet layup technique. So it's like a way to build carbon fiber pieces, which is very long and very you need lots of handwork. And we
can you maybe go through that process, how it was and how it now is? Because I just seen Guile's video when he came to Ketos, and I saw how they put resin on and whatnot. But I'm not really a foil producer. Can you maybe just go through the steps, what it takes?
So if you want to start to the beginning, so what carbon fiber material is, it's a mix between the carbon fiber and a resin. So the carbon fiber, they make the strength of the material you have. They have different mechanical properties, and you want them as optimal as possible. And the resin, they is used to for the cohesion of the fibers in between themselves, and with eventually a foam or some like, other stuff you put in some carbon fiber products. And so you have this composite material. And you have to mix the resin with the fibers. And to do this, you have two main ways of doing it. So either you can use a technique which is called wet layup. So you buy separately the fibers and the resin. So as a stock material here, we have like fabric textile, which is like something, it looks like your shirt, but it's carbon fiber. And we on the side, we have the liquid resin, which is a very chemical product we store in a specific room. And when you want to do a part, you put your carbon textile on the mold, and you just pour the resin on top of the carbon fibers. You make sure the resin is all mixed with the fibers. Then you close your mold and you press it, so the excess of resin goes away, goes out of the mold. And when you press your mold, you get it up in temperature, and so the resin cures. It becomes solid, and then it becomes solid with the carbon fibers. So this technique is like the very basic of carbon fiber processing. It's like the oldest one. It's been used for I don't know, decades now. But it's hard to be very, like, you have technical challenges, which are repeatability, the cost of production, because it takes time, because you have to do all the mixing and it's a complex, you got to have some knowledge to do this. I mean, no, not everybody can do it just like this. So it's quite difficult. And so now we switch to pre-impregnated carbon fibers, which basically you buy the fibers already impregnated with the resin. So you only have one stock material. You don't have to mix two of them. And in this type of fabric, the resin is already a bit solidified, so it's like a bit sticky, but it's still kind of solid, so you can manipulate the fabric with already the carbon fiber. So you only have one element to manipulate when you want to build a part. And so you just, instead of putting the textile and then adding the resin, you just put your it's like called prepreg fibers. You just cut the prepreg fibers to the shape you want, you put them in the mold, and you close it, so you don't have this mixing with the resin. And one of the main advantages is that you can control the ratio of fibers to resin. When you're doing wet layup, you just had resin, you just add resin in excess, and then you kind of get the excess out with the pressing of the mold. But it's hard to control and to be very precise in what you want and getting what you want. And as I told you, the mechanical resistance is given by the fibers. So the more resin you have, the less mechanical resistance you have. And when you work with prepreg fibers, you already have the perfect ratio because it's pre-mixed in huge factories and we don't really have to worry about it. And the ratio is like 36% of resin and the rest is pure carbon fiber. And so it's optimized and it's way easier to work with. It's faster to cure, and you get better finishes and better mechanical resistance for the same weight. So it's a huge improvement, but it's a complete different way of working. So we had to, it was a real challenge to go from one way of producing to the other. We had to, make sure everyone working here at Ketos was on board and wanting to learn the new way. We had to change a few machines. We had to change all our curing cycle. We had to change the surface varnish and finish we did on the parts because the texture was not the same. There was a couple challenges, but now I think I can say that we're up and running again. So
that is so interesting.
Super interesting.
I saw in Gal's video that you had that wet setup, but then you also had this kind of carbon fiber pipes which were already together in like a hose form.
You
have techniques to work with different kind of fibers, so when you buy like dry carbon fibers, so there's one rule in the carbon fiber technical domain is that the straighter the fiber is, the best it is for the mechanical resistance. So that's why everybody is like mad about UD fibers, because they're super straight and super aligned with the stress you have on your part, which can be a foil, a board, or whatever. But when you have very complex parts, like maybe a fuselage, which is a combination of bumps and holes, and you have to drill for the screws and everything, it's hard to use only UDs, because you get the best mechanical resistance, but it's also very hard to manipulate because it's super, super. I mean, when it's dry, it's very fragile. It breaks apart, and the fabric is it. And it makes I don't know the English word, but C'est filoche.
Nice. Yeah, like filaments.
It just the fabric falls apart when it's not mixed with the resin.
Yeah.
And so we use tubular carbon fibers, which are like woven. The fibers are woven in between themselves, and then when it's woven, you can make it the shape you want. I mean, you could sew a t-shirt, for example. And so you get these tubes, which are quite flexible, and we put them on a foam core. So we have like a pre-shape maybe of our fuselage, which is like a long tubular shape. And we put the tubular carbon around it, which is way easier than to like roll some UD fibers with our hands. It's like just the fabric is already made for it. So it's a bit easier. But because it's woven, the carbon fibers are not super straight, and so the mechanical properties are not optimal. So I mean, you have to make choices when you want to design the part and the manufacturing process.
But you can do the tape, for example, in Prague also, for example.
Yeah, for example, so this one is one of our pre-Prague performance tails. So it's like the carbon part, the end of our fuselage. And this one is made without the tubular carbon. We have like mostly UDs and a Finnish fabric just on top to have a nice a nice surface finish. There's no tube anymore.
And this is the new connection system. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes.
Why you wanted to switch to the new connection and what changes?
What was the old one first?
What? Sorry,
I can take it.
I can go and grab them.
Okay,
maybe.
So that was the old one, just so you can put the front wing on top and then at the end. And
exactly.
The first one, I think we don't have here, was basically a flat surface on the fuselage and a flat surface on the front wing or the stab or anything. And you had screws going through it. So, I mean, it was functional, but it was very basic. And if you look at the stresses you have on the parts, starting in Kitefall, it was, you know, people were super lightweight and people would go lightwind and just like cruising straight, maybe doing a few turns, a few jumps, but it was very, very small compared to the stresses you can have while you go pumping. Or even wing foiling, especially if you go downwinding. I mean, when you're kiting, maybe one third of your weight is into the kite and not applied on the foil. When you're pumping, especially when you go up and down, like 150% of your weight goes on the foil through the fuselage and everything. So the very basic like screw connection was not enough, and we had a few breaking cases starting with, of course. So we had to think of a new idea. The first thing was changing the material. So for pumping, like if we say we talk about pumping, we went from the carbon fiber to aluminum fuselage. So the carbon fiber has the mechanical property of being super stiff, so you have no bending, but it's fragile. Like it can break easily. So when you go pumping, you want to have like kind of deformation allowed in the fuselage, otherwise just everything snaps straight and it's not good. So we changed from carbon fiber to aluminum, especially for pumping. And then because we wanted the maximum stiffness on the connection with the front wing, we went from a basic like screw connection to a cone connection. So you have like this cone shape here in the front wing, and you have the equivalent here on the fuselage. And now you insert it like this, and you still have screws. You have three screws here, but it's used to pull the... the fuselage down to engage this cone connection. You see like the two sides here, they're not parallel.
It pulls it towards the more narrow part. Okay.
So the screws are used to engage the cone, but they don't make the mechanical resistance. And the mechanical resistance is made by the cone itself, which is more reliable and more durable than just basic screws, because we don't have answers to change, and we don't have problems.
The heavy lifting then you have, is done by the conical shape and not by the screws.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we have other challenges, like making this shape here in carbon fiber is not easy, especially if you want to respect the tolerances, the dimensions, and everything. So it's different challenge, but in terms of mechanical resistance, when you use the foil, it's easier with a cone like this.
Mm-hmm. Just for all the listeners who listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, if you go over to YouTube, you can see what Jeremy just explained. So just a little heads up.
And then recently you went from a full aluminium fuselage to this new connection, this new system, right?
Yeah, so this aluminium fuselage we had, which was our go-to a few years and even months ago, it was very functional, but it was complicated because everyone wanted a different setup. I mean, you have the mast connection here, and some people wanted a longer distance between the front wing and the mast, and some other people wanted a longer connection or shorter sometimes between the trailing edge of the mast and the stab. So we couldn't, like, this kind of, let's say you have two characteristic lengths, and you have to make a specific design for a fuselage for each length you want to change. So what we decided to do was to change to a performance tail, what we call. So it's the same connection at the front, but we have three different lengths between the front wing connection and the mast. And we have three different lengths for the tail, which is something that connects at the back here. It's exactly the same principle as the front wing connection. It's a cone engaged with screws. And so now we have like nine different lengths of fuselage, only making three different pieces. So it's way easier for us to manufacture and to organize. Mm-hmm. But you have the client has much more choice in the fuselage setup, and it's kind of, especially when you want to change your riding style. If you want more front foot, if you want more back foot, if you want your foil to be more maneuverable or something, the fuselage lengths are very important. So now everyone can choose and build his own foil. Even if now the problem would be that the client would have too many choices. So we're still here to explain and to give advice. So that's the point. We're a small team, and everyone is passionate about foiling. So we try to guide people in the right direction when they want to choose some new gear.
How big is your team?
Today we are 12 people, but we still are hiring. We are hiring two people. No, so we will be 14. So, yeah.
That's all right.
And you produce everything, also the aluminum, you put everything in-house.
Even this, we are... We produce it on our CNC, so we buy aluminium
blocks
parts, and we just drill this. So every weekend, every Friday, we launch the CNC because it's a long job to do only one side. It takes 2.5 days on our CNC. Wow. Yeah. So every weekend we do 22 on one side, and then the weekend after, we do the other side, and we have the finished part. Then we have to sand them, to prepare them. Then we bring them to Annecy, which is very close by, to have
anodization.
Anodization. Yeah. So every 2 weeks we have 22. Yeah, we are limited in production.
But I want to talk about it because I guess the R&D is super cool to do because you do everything in-house. You don't have to order it from somewhere far away, and then it gets here, and then you need to make little adjustments. Even though this process, as you just explained, takes quite a while, it is quite fast if you have everything in-house. Is that one of your big strengths?
It is. We have a new project. If you want, I can show you in exclusivity a new
thing
we will get out. On this project, we just started. It's very a big change in the foiling industry, you will see. And we just started a few months ago, and now we are ready to finish a design and to produce it by autumn. But this is a completely, what we can say, a game changer for the industry and for the traveling industry. We can talk about it.
I don't know anything about this, by the way.
No, nobody knows. Yeah, it's the first time we talk about it. So this is like this. Ooh, this way.
Nice.
This is a keto split, because I know Gael is taking the plane sometimes to come to travel in Europe. He's going to Barcelona soon. You have to pay overweight in the plane. You have to take a kite bag or a board bag or whatever. Yeah. So foiling now is going with this one is 140 summit from 40 centimeters. We have a 155 coming in. So to put in a car, it's just very boring.
Yeah.
So we need to. We just designed this new one, but you leave a split core, and then you have the tips.
That is so cool.
And I guess how difficult it is to produce. Oh my God.
You have the tips.
That is crazy.
And that's it, you can pump for it.
Wow. Yeah. And you don't need to put any screws in, anything?
Just... Yeah, we can see. By just
Little
automatic a piece of metal, but just take it in place. And we is on the Seb, or you know, maybe Seb Soji, one of our rider, the one that got the world record for 16.8 kilometers pumping in 1 hour on flat. So he ride it for 17. He try it on downwind.
He used the split. This one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He did some downwind on the Le Mans like 17 kilometers, 20 kilometers. So, yes.
That is so cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, and then you can just put it back in your pocket.
Yeah, you know, it just come in a small backpack.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy with the size, you can change. The idea is to have
nice.
You know, we have three sizes.
Yeah.
You see?
Just like the fuselage, you can change the length of the tail without changing anything. You can change
it. Just modular. You just choose the one you want. So.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. That is so cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this is.
Le blanc rouge, huh?
Le blanc rouge, yeah. And that, the fact to produce in France help us to make it. This project will be available in autumn. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the design is already made. So now we have to start to do the molds, and in autumn it will be available. So. If you need to order this in China, you have to send them the mold, or to design, or to give them the drawing. They do the mold, then they produce. They send you the.
just like you said earlier.
Just different.
Like you said earlier, because we're a small team and we do everything in the house, especially for prototyping like this. It's super fast. We make decisions by the day or by the hour. And I'd say it sometimes even goes too fast. I have like prototypes are very nice to build, but then I have to think about how we can build this as a series, and maybe we have to build 100 or 150 or 500 and And then for Cyril, this part of the development is too slow because, yeah, we have one working prototype. It's great. Everyone wants to know about it. Everyone wants to try it. But then we have to make the process to build the part. But designing this kind of process for it to be reliable and repeatable, it takes some time as well. And he's on the commercial side of Ketos, and it's not fast enough for him. But yeah, it's a very interesting process because like everyone which has an idea, even it can like seem stupid at first, but if you just talk with the team and maybe some other people will go further in your idea, and everything can change in a couple hours in a day. And sometimes we have like brilliant ideas that just come by, and we change something in the production, in the manufacturing, and a part like we can gain, I don't know, maybe we can gain a 15% weight or 20% stiffness just with a basic idea, and we can make a prototype and test it in 2 days. So it's super interesting. It goes super fast.
That is nice. That is good. Was that with the exchangeable wingtips?
Well, it was Soji's ideas, you know, one of our riders. he's been working on this project for a couple of months.
And, we have prototype 2 years old already with just the tips to increase the width of your pumping foil. Just with we have prototypes of 2 years old with just the tips that you can remove.
Yeah,
but the connection was not so good, and we are not so happy. But now with this connection, we are very happy.
This is very nice.
And he will be able to.
This is very nice. I have a question about this whole the whole industry and how fast it is going. Because nowadays, if you go on Instagram or wherever, you see so many different new wings. You see like a new wing every other week. Do you get nervous sometimes, Cyril? Or is it like, no, we're doing our thing, we focus on ourselves, and it's going to be the right way? Or how do you take that?
No, I'm not nervous because today Ketos is running fine. Our production is full, so we have a lot of demands. So, and we are quite, you know, unique, like all our board, we can do like special design like this one you see.
So nice.
Because we are the only one to produce here. We don't import container from China, so we can personalize the gears to the customer, for example, for the board. So we for the board, we have 2 months orders in advance, so I'm not worried. On our gears are working in pumping, they are working so very good. We have many innovations, like the smallest tab on the market is a 50. So this is the smallest one on the market.
You pump that, girl.
I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. And we have also like the first plank foil or the carbon is the first one really designed for to do downwind on the lake.
Nice.
So you can just bump and go downwind. Most of many riders here on the lakes, when it's windy, they don't do wing anymore. They just go from a dock with a pump foil board on the 6 degree water, and they cross the lake. They are just crazy, you know. Sometimes they are 2 kilometers away from the shore.
Yeah.
So we designed, it's a small niche, but we are not big, so we can do niche products. And we designed this wing especially for
them. What's the aspect ratio of this? Looks quite slim.
It's 15.
This one is 15. Nice. Ah, perfect. Wow. And yeah. Super slim tips, huh?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the board as well? Because your board is really, really nice. If you stand on it, it's super light, super stiff. The whole thing that I use from Guile is super light. And it's been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, we started with a dog start board like 3 years ago. But this 90 is we developed it 2 years ago. Yeah. So the characteristic is a weight is between 1.3 and 1.45,
wow,
approximately. So the weight, we have a unique concave cave. So it's when you put your foot on the side, you know exactly where your foot is. You have a unique grip also.
Yeah, the grip is really nice.
So it's corundum is a kind of sand that we include in the varnish process, and so it's lighter than a pad. It grips well naked with a foot or with a boot, whatever. Both the connection to the board is very good. It's very stiff, so you can go. It's very stiff. And you can choose your design according to your what you like. We have lots of color with lots of design. You can choose whatever. If you want a sober one, if you want lots of color, you choose. We don't. That's pretty cool. And a small nose kick also for if you do downwind. If you have, a touch, you have a small nose kick. So that's why this board is just amazing. And some riders, they told me, compared to different boards, when they go on the Ketos, their BPM just lower by 20 to 25 for the one that are making distance. So it's the board, that's so significant. It's so important, the board. The people, they don't think, but the board is... But the board is very important.
Totally agree. And I think your board is really... is really something different from everyone else's. And I see like Yvon Labarthe, he's the Axis guy, but he uses your board, which says something, I say.
The pad is very unique. I've never mentioned it, but like you said, it's not only concave, it also has like a little bump in the middle. And that allows you to, like you said, always know where your feet are. And it's just like, because I don't know, maybe it follows the shape of your foot, especially when I'm riding barefoot, and I try always ride barefoot, but I always like I just feel so much more connected, so much more. It's almost like a foot straps, even if you don't, because the your foot sits so nicely in the board that you just feel more connected with the foil. So like you said, Matt, it's so important that the board is so important, and not only the foil. Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to get into just maybe a last question about R&D and new materials, because I saw this slingshot fuselage where you put the front wing and the tail inside the mast, and they just connect it with this little flap, and you don't have screws, which for me sounds amazing. What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea, but we have to see in 1 year what it will be on in pumping foil. We were producing foil for years, so we know to produce foil. But in pumping foil, the effort is so demanding. With the wings that have spans up to 155, we have one prototype is 195. So yeah, so you need so much strong connection, stiff mast. So it's, I don't know, but we believe that the cone is the best connection for us. Mechanically, cone is very stiff, strong, and it lasts for years. So this we are sure. And
the screwless foil is. It looks like a great idea. So the first thing we have to wait and see how it ages. I don't know. Maybe you have like sand getting into the connection and everything. I don't know. But it looks like a great idea. But you also have to measure that this kind of assembly is, in terms of time and money and investment for R&D, is like huge. Yeah. And we are a small brand, and we.
Yeah.
This is like a huge risk to take, because you don't know if it will work, you don't know if it will sell, you don't know if people will like it, even if it's like good, like a good stuff, and not so expensive, people might not like it just by the idea, you know. Oh, maybe if I don't have a screw, maybe it's not strong enough. Maybe it's like, for example,
I don't know anyone who likes screws.
Well, yeah, but you know, in our previous fuselage, we had only one screw. And people were complaining, if it broke, you have only one screw, it's better to have two. Yeah. And now we have two screws. And they are complaining, you have too much screw. So you never know.
Okay.
You know, we doubled the number of screws and people are complaining. So,
to give you an insight on our split wing, at the moment the connection with the tips is done using no screw. So it's like just a mechanical insertion, and we have a push pin. But we're thinking about adding a screw just for people that like they have in their mind, okay, there's a screw, so it's stiff, and there's a screw, so it won't move. But our rider Seb, he did like his 17 kilometers downwind with no screw, like just clicking the tip in and out. You need no tool, no screw, no nothing, and it went fine. But when we want to commercialize the product, maybe people will like it best if it has a screw, just because it would be reassuring.
Maybe have it as an option.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And you said you have 9 different tails or back
combinations.
Well, we have 3 tails. Here is the small one, the medium one, and we have a large one. On here we have three sizes, so we can have 9 configuration for the fuselage. If you want, if you want stability, will take long and long. If you want more turn,
you will small and small. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
It depends. If you want to, the long distance pumper, they want short in front and long at the back to have long movement. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on your discipline, but a tail is not so expensive. So you can just customize as you like your form.
Yeah. So you're at Lac Bourget, and I was just asking because of the different combinations you said, what to choose now might be difficult. Do you have like your own corporate dock, or I see always images, you have had races there as well. Can people go there and try your gear?
Yeah, every Tuesday we have the Pump Tuesday, or Mardi Pump in French. So every Tuesday we have the rendezvous for pumping. And yesterday it was windy, it was 25 knots, but we saw only 3 wings and we were 20 on the dock pumping. So it's there is a problem. Yes. So every Tuesday we have a pumping event from April to June, because we have a partnership with Xenride, which is a wakeboard school, and in April they will open mid of May. And they don't operate on Monday and Tuesday. That's why we have a partnership with them. And we do the Tuesday pump because we know we will have the dock for us. And everybody is welcome to come on pump. They have to pay a fee for the year to use the dock. They just can not go on pump when the dock is there is a boat for the wake school. Otherwise, they can come on pump. On the dock is very nice. It's very, we have different steps, so it's very cool to learn and to have fun. And the place is amazing. It's very natural. It's close to a port and with a natural reserve. So it's very beautiful.
And it's close to our workshop, so it's very likely you'll find someone of the team that can lend you some gear and give you some advice if you want to try anything new.
And that is so interesting. If you pass by, you just call us. We can go on the dock pumping together. On every Tuesday from 4 to 9, We will be there on when it will be sunny. So far, we were not so lucky. We'll do barbecue, have a beer, you know, just chill out. So with the families, the friends, everybody. So yeah, the dock is just amazing for that. It's just like a community growing and growing, and we are just having a good time together. It's pretty cool. So
that is really nice. Because I was thinking about coming, but Tuesday I work until 5, and it takes me 2.5 hours to you. So maybe on vacation, but I'll give you a heads up. Another question, just a personal question. Is it allowed to use a foil drive on that lake?
Sadly, not.
Sadly, not.
Okay.
It was allowed a few years ago, but the deciding people that just choose to abandon it, okay. And now it's forbidden.
I mean, for me, it makes sense. I'm still not 100% for motors, so it makes sense. But I just, because I have one at the moment, I can't use it in Switzerland, so but I won't bring it then.
There are hundreds of motorboats, so I don't know. But yeah, the riders will like the boats also, because like this they can catch the waves also. So. So it's good to have boats also.
And I wanted to touch you quickly on the connection between masts and fuselages, because I noticed that since I'm familiar with it, it looks different in the new fuselages. Do you want to touch on that?
So like this was the previous connection. I don't know if you can see, which was the connect connection, we called it, the K, like Ketos. So it was inspired from like the first connection that was designed maybe 15 years ago for the first kite foils at Ketos, which were one screws at the time. And we wanted to get a smaller fuselage. So this is a rather old fuselage, and we switched to this one, which is way smaller. But we wanted to for the gear to be compatible. So we kind of made it a bit smaller to get to this. But this was imperfect. Well, the first thing is that it was designed maybe 15 years ago, and things evolve and knowledge evolves, and we realized that we can improve some stuff. And the main down point of this here was that it has a kind of spherical shape on the side here, which from a technical point of view might create a pivot point. And so sometimes you would have your mast moving in the fuselage connection. I mean, it worked fine for 15 years and people have bought it and it's great, but it's like a risk when we build it. So the process of making sure nothing bad will happen was long for us. And so we switched to a more square shape. So the lines here are completely straight. And so you don't have this pivot point anymore. And the second thing is
it's longer,
yeah, because like the gear evolves all the time, and the cord of the mast tends to get bigger, and so we needed a bigger box to fit the full cord of the mast. So we reached this design, similar to the front wing connection. There's a cone inside here, so like the two sides of the connection are conical, and so the stress goes through this cone and not through the screws. The screws are just used to engage the cone, so it's always the same idea. And yeah, but you also must know that we can change your mast connection. If you have like an old connection or a connect connection, you can still change it to this, we call it performance box. We can still change on your mast, so you don't have to buy a new mast. You can just like send us your gear and we make the change.
That is super cool.
Which is awesome. All right. And is there something else in terms of future projects that you want to talk about? You talked about the split wing, which is going to allow you to travel and also to like have one wing that maybe fits different scenarios. By the way, I guess it's like 50 centimeter, right? At the end of the day, the longer piece, right?
Longer piece will be less than 90 centimeters. Okay. To fit in a normal luggage, so because the board is 90,
yeah,
the mast is something most of the time is 80, So yeah. This part today is less than 90. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
cool. So and then maybe you're gonna make like a, I don't know, a bag to fit everything together. That's nice. Cool.
Yeah, and the idea is to have a backpack, and you can put all your gears. And it's good to travel, but even some people, they go with the bikes on the spots. In summer, you know, the lakes are very crowded, so it's hard to park everything. So with your 1.5 meter long wing, it's very boring. So with this, you can just put it on the back, in your backpack, go to the beach, go to the dock, and just pump. And have fun and come back really easy. So, and even if you are not happy, you want to do long distance, and then after you want to do slalom, you can use the same, and just change the tips. And you have two wings in one, or three. It will be three exactly. You will have the choice between three is the maximum we think we can do. After, we have to change the core thickness, but with three. We can stay with the same core thickness and just change the wings, the tips. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Sorry for jumping from one topic to the other, but questions come to my mind. And you talked about the new Kobun, the new range for pump downwind. Can you use those wings for downwinding as well with longboards?
Ah, yes, of course. We have one rider, for example, Gaspar, who did the Roca Cup 2 weeks ago. And it was the first amateur with this one. Wow. He arrived, I think, 7. And in front, it was only pros. But he's working every week, you know, he's a dentist. And every week he's working, and he finished first amateur on 7 within all the pros with this one on our downwind board. Now we have a good mass that is thin, stiff, and that has a very good glide. So yeah, Kobun is very good. We have today 133, 111 on the 122 coming in between, and we have a 99. Yeah, we have this range will grow, and most of them are already designed, but we have a problem with our CNC. It's full, so we do it one by one. So and after when we do a new mold, it's not to know only the mold. You have to prepare it. You have to then Jeremy come and I say we have to cut the carbon with a machine. We have to draw the design on the computer. So we have many job also. And today every week we have a new product coming in. So they are full.
No free time here at Ketos.
I just wanted to ask you, as you are so close to the water, and obviously you all are a water sport enthusiast, do you have like mandatory breaks where you go winging or pumping or kiting?
Well, let's say in winter we try to focus on painting the new product and developing, because anyway it's cold and not always sunny, but now the sun is coming out, and so we're taking longer breaks at lunch and we leave work a bit earlier every day. for example, so yesterday was a pump Tuesday, and so we had to I mean I was tired, we were leaving, and we wanted to test some new gear, and so and like just before leaving, Cyril was asking, "Oh, so maybe you can test this. Oh, and also this setup, we have tried it with this wing, change the stab, and we have to check this mast." And so I had to do like 5 or 6 additional rounds, even if I wanted to leave. So this is mandatory foiling.
Nice, that is amazing.
Yeah, we are so close to the lake, it's so cool. It's cool. Yeah. And with pumping, we can go in the water every day, so I just... it's amazing.
Nice. All right, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, we're almost at an hour, but we didn't touch on big boards, because we know that you're not only producing pump boards, but you're also selling big boards, which are made in collaboration with another partner. Is that correct?
Sorry, I didn't catch you.
Halley boards.
Ah, the board. Yeah. So here we produce all the small boards like this, because this technique, we do it in a mold, so it's similar to a wing or a mast, or we produce it here inside, and also the kite foil boards. But for the wing foil on downwing boards, when I took over the company, I said, oh, it's not the same process, it's not the same job, and I want to focus on the foils, on the board, which is we really have a know-how for that. On the wing foil is different. So we know how to design them. So that's what we do, how to shape them. And we have a partner in Barcelona that produce them for us, wing foil and on downwind boards. And following our rake, our shapes, our rake. Also, we work on the rake to be perfect with our foil. And we have a pretty good range. It's full carbon. We do only carbons. And I didn't want to go in China to source boards. I want to stay in Europe because we produce everything in France. I didn't want to bring something from yeah. Asia. And we produce on demand wing foil on downwind boards. Yes, we have really.
So if someone wants the full kettle set, even not only for pump foiling, they can because you have this collaboration. Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys want to add in terms of like productions, materials, or future projects?
I think we already talked about yeah. many things. So yeah. Not just if some people they want to work, we are hiring in production. Yeah, yeah. Just send us a CV.
CV application. All right.
Nice. Very, if we want to come in a company where we are passionate on. But foiling, yeah, cool. Can be cool.
That's awesome.
It really sounds like it. Thank you so much, guys, for taking your time. That was super interesting and super fun as well.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Thank you for it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
If you want to listen to older episodes, all your other brands, other watermen and women, check out opinfo.com. And again, thank you very much. And hope to see you around. Yes, one question. Is one of you guys going to come to the to Lake Thun, to the lakeside opening?
Yeah, I will be there. With all the gears, you will be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Cool.
As well.
So
all right, cool. All right, see you then.
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks, so it's very, very soon. Perfect.
And for all the events, you can check out the Instagram page, and there is a post there where you can see all the events that Ketos is going to participate in, and you can try the gear there. Awesome.
Looking forward. All right.
Okay.
Nice
Thank
one.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers.
See you.